Yep.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We're going to get started here with questions in the room. Go ahead, Jacob.
Well, 4-1, a big win against the first place team, against Atlético Ottawa. What's your thoughts on the big win, which was one of the key matches?
Well, we're very happy for the result. We are satisfied by many, many things that the York players did today. Knowing the big challenge that was to receive Ottawa, that has been doing a good job in the season. They play good football. They have good players. They have a good coach. And we studied very well how can we be better today. And, well, the scoreboard of 4-1 tells me things, but what is the most important for me is that even though we started with a good energy, we conceded at minute 6. We conceded, and to concede a goal versus a leader, a good team, it's not easy to come back and continue fighting and continue believing that we can just do it again, right? So I saw the team with a lot of confidence, very confident amongst them, and I think that was the most valuable thing today, that we came back. We came back in a bitter pill that we swallowed at minute 6, right? I congratulate the players. Of course, they have all the credit. I'm a guy that tries to put them in the good level. And well, the game was a good game to watch.
Thomas,
seeing recent weeks, not just the team making strides in terms of getting to their potential, but also strides to get to your game plan. You know, in this match, we see a lot of possession, a lot of great passing, obviously, four different goals scored. So I'm just curious what you think of how your team has really gotten to maybe closer to where you want it to be and your brand of football.
Yeah, well, sometimes in football, you find the moments that you can execute your plan, your game plan, a little bit more than other games. This was a game that we knew we trained in the week very well, the tactical disposition, the strategy, the different shapes that we were going to have to manage along the way. And things were synchronized in a good way. And the players could do their game. Sometimes it was difficult to pass because after the goal, they managed to drop their team and be compact, and it was difficult to break the lines. But then we opened the with a good set piece that we did, a short set piece right there in a good minute. You know, it was a boost of confidence going to the dressing room converting a goal. So I think that helped us to come out the second half with a lot of confidence. And then the boys did well. I mean, I see an evolution in the team.
After the match, you know, for all the celebrations in the stands, you kind of pulled over the team and held them up, and looks like you had a bit of a spirit to talk to them. What was kind of happening in that moment?
I just told them to think and to feel that we have a lot to do. We have done nothing, just 3 points. I mean, good 3 points, but that's it. Tomorrow we're going to think of Pacific. Tomorrow we have training session in the morning. We have a disciplined team. We have a team that is humble. We are a short, small club with big dreams. And we are only here to work as a team. So I just told them to maintain the feet on the ground and know that it was a good game, but that's it.
Thank you.
Charlie?
Ben, you've spoken before about how you believe this club can contend for trophies. Does doing that against the first place team in the league maybe make a bit of a statement that you guys are capable of that?
We are capable. And I knew it from the beginning because I know the individuals. I've been knowing them more, even more. I know their capability. But the most important asset is that they are together. They work as a team. We don't rely on one superstar or a player that is gonna help us to win only. The team is the most important. We have a team full of men that know that as long as they are together, we can go very, very far. If they want to go fast, they need to go alone because it's teamwork. So at the end of the day, I am really happy that I can prove, that we can prove that we are in a good path and that we are capable of fighting and playing good football.
And Jorge Guzman making his debut.
Yeah.
Obviously a player you know well. What did you think of him in this game, and just what can he give for you guys?
I'll tell you one thing. He didn't train yesterday. He trained only for 20 minutes because he was doing his paperwork. He didn't train the day before because he was doing his medical. So he was committed when I asked him if he was ready to go, and he said, I'm ready to go 100 minutes. He is a young boy with a lot of courage, with a lot of willingness and eagerness to help me and help, of course, his teammates. I think it was two assistants, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he started well. 100 minutes, two assistants, and good performance. So he's gonna be even better.
Hi, Benji. Guillermo, Sports Connectado. You mentioned about the trailing and then just taking over to 4-1 as a result, and you also mentioned the fact that they were against number one. How important is it for you in your plan with the team about like the emotional factor? There's a famous coach who's been coaching here before, or like Canadian team, that he puts a lot of effort into that, into the mindset. So how important, like what's the breakdown if you were to divide up like how much you dedicate to physical training versus that mindset?
There has to be a balance, okay? There has to be a balance with the motivational aspect, with the mindset, with the emotional approach, and of course the technical and tactical instructions. My keyword is balance. My keyword is balance. I give enough to every segment in order to understand the player, to know how he feels, know how he can give, what he can give. We had two players that were coming back, Baldissimo and Richie, and they were eager to go inside the pitch, and we managed in a good sense for them to be quite calm. But the most important was, for example, today I didn't give a briefing today. My briefing was very, very short because I told them that we needed to win the challenges, we needed to win the high balls, we needed to win the rebounds, we needed to win the 1v1, the duels, and we needed to be our best version in our home. And that my briefing was along the week. My briefing was in the pitch. They know what to do in the build-up, they know what to do in the different phases of the game. So, yeah, of course, we focus on every situation, mind, emotion, and action.
Thank you. My question is in Spanish. He's saying, I want to hear the frequency of fight. Sí, señor. Gracias. Gracias. Un gol que vino por falta de cubrir la espalda y la jugada del delantero de Ottawa. Pero yo quisiera saber qué pasó en el entretiempo, qué pasó en ese camerino que es donde se cuecen las habas para que el equipo saliera de la bola.
Bueno, tiene razón, empezando porque sí es verdad, no empezamos bien el partido. Empezamos con algunas distracciones, lo cual evidentemente nos costó ir abajo del marcador al minuto 6. El equipo se repuso bien, empezó a jugar la pelota, empezamos a meterlos en su campo, empezamos a tener circulación y tránsito de la pelota positivo, movimientos y trayectorias de los jugadores que habíamos entrenado durante la semana, y yo sabía que eventualmente íbamos a tener una oportunidad para poder empatar el marcador. Lo más importante fue que llegó al minuto 41 el gol. Y en ese minuto 41 los jugadores empezaron a creer otra vez que esto se podía dar vuelta, ¿no? En el entretiempo yo lo único que les dije fue que el gol que nos metieron fue un gol aislado de lo que había sido todo el primer tiempo, porque había sido una falla, un error que no correspondía y no determinaba lo que ellos estaban haciendo, y que yo tenía plena confianza que si arrancábamos de nuevo podíamos irnos al frente al marcador. Ajusté algunas distancias, ajusté algunas cosas en la formación y hablé en lo individual con ellos y les volví a dar un toque de motivación para que salieran positivamente, y realmente el crédito es todo de ellos. Ellos hicieron un buen trabajo.
Buena suerte también fue que creo que fue muy buena suerte que le pegaran dos tiros en el palo.
O mala para ellos, ¿no?
Sí, sí, claro.
Entonces,
para ellos fuera para nosotros.
Y sí, honestamente, así es el fútbol. El fútbol suceden cosas, ¿no? Nosotros también tuvimos una o dos por ahí para meter otro más y no pudimos. Entonces, desafortunadamente para ellos no entraron las del palo, y afortunadamente para nosotros pero bueno, al final no fue eso lo que porque fueron cuatro, ¿no? Es decir, al final creo que es importante el funcionamiento en todos los 100 minutos.
Bueno, quedamos a dos puntos de Ottawa.
Así es.
La tabla.
Así es.
Y esperamos que estemos ya de primeros en unos dos o tres partidos.
Vamos a seguir trabajando y solito las cosas se van a dar. Gracias.
Go here, and then that's the last question. Elijah's just waiting
outside. No, no problem. You can
answer, yeah. Benja, Mariano Sánchez for Diario AS, for Mexican audience. Benja, te preguntaba la semana, el último juego que tuvieron acá de local,
sí.
¿Qué tan cerca estaban de su mejor versión? Y me dijiste que estaban lejos todavía. Te pregunto ahora, después de un par de juegos donde se ve muy bien el equipo, y sobre todo hoy una victoria importante frente al equipo que era el líder general, que soy el líder general, ¿qué tan cerca está el York United de su mejor versión?
Estamos un poco menos lejos, nos falta mucho. Soy muy exigente con los jugadores tienen que entender que la regularidad, la consistencia y el sostenimiento de un buen funcionamiento es lo que nos puede dar los triunfos. Lo han hecho muy bien. Desafortunadamente el partido pasado, al minuto 93, nos anotaron, si no hubiese sido otra victoria. Y los resultados son consecuencia del buen fútbol y del buen juego y del buen funcionamiento colectivamente que se está haciendo. Así que yo creo que podemos dar más. Yo creo que podemos tener mucho mejor juego, mucho mejor funcionamiento. Y lo vamos a exigir día a día. Y no vamos a parar hasta que esto vaya siendo consistente, regular y sostenido en el tiempo.
Y preguntarte rápido sobre Jorge Guzmán, que llega apenas, lo decías, no entrenó, estuvo haciendo, ¿sí?, el tema de su visa de trabajo. Si bien tú no lo debutaste, lo debuta Coca, contigo fue donde más gana minutos.
Sí.
¿Qué te puede aportar el equipo? ¿Qué le ves tú esas cualidades que le pueden aportar a York?
Bueno, conmigo jugó Leagues Cup contra Toronto FC, contra New York City, contra New England Revolution, estuvo en el banco en la Conca Champions, jugó contra Tigres, contra América, contra Cruz Azul, contra Monterrey, jugó contra los mejores equipos de México, y honestamente siempre me brindó consistencia, me brindó disciplina táctica, y es un chico con muchas condiciones físicas, es muy rápido, es muy escurridizo, y el chico tiene muy buen pie izquierdo, ¿no? Entonces yo creo que en él podemos descargar nosotros nuestro funcionamiento por izquierda, y para que pueda ser efectivo en haciendo superioridades numéricas, ganando duelos individuales, tirando centros a la espalda de los centrales, y vamos a ver en qué otras posiciones nos puede ayudar más, pero creo que es un buen arranque de Jorge. Gracias. Please.
Okay. About bringing in this World Cup goalie, Jorge Campos.
Yes.
And that must have been exciting. Do you think he had a good time in Toronto? Did he have a good time tonight? And did he speak to your goalies, giving them tips?
Yeah, well, he came to training yesterday, and he was speaking with all the team, with all the players, with the goalkeepers, of course, with Camilo Benzi, our goalkeeper coach. And, well, it was it was good that he came. Now he needs to come again every game so we can continue our run, right?
Do you think brothers of other names they'll drop in and other visitors will be coming?
We're gonna start inviting people and players from Mexico so we can have good energy. No, it's a good thing that Jorge Campos is here. He's a great legend for us in Mexico. We admire him so much, and of course he adds value to York in this moment, and of course to the Canadian Premier League. Thank you.
Thanks, coach.
Thank you very much, guys. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
And last but not least, we've got Elijah.
This is all yours. All yours.
My phone, do not disturb me.
Good things about me.
Okay.
Okay, let's get going. Who's got a question for Elijah? Jacob, go ahead.
Elijah, Atletico Wildwood started out with their first goal, down by one, and then you scored to tie the game. What was your thoughts on scoring the goal to tie the game?
Honestly, it was just an adrenaline rush. I think they scored so early, it just felt like a sucker punch. So I'm not a natural goal scorer, so my whole intention the rest of the game is it's an early goal. We have 80 minutes to play. So just keep doing the job and see what happens. And then, I don't know, I feel a little bit fortunate that the ball found me in a good area. I tried the best I could, and it worked out. So definitely just feelings of joy. You can tell I'm a smiler, I'm happy. So, yeah, it's a good day.
And during the second half, you didn't actually thought that York United was going to actually score another three goals to make that a big score against the first place team. What are your thoughts on actually beating Atletico Wado since they were one of the key matches to win?
To be honest, coming into the game, I had a lot of belief in the team. Not only just because our form has been really good, but first game of the season, we played Ottawa away. We lost 3-2. But if you go back and look at the game, in terms of clear-cut chances, we probably created 4 or 5. We're a little bit unlucky. Last game, we beat them 2-1 away, got the 2 goals in the first half, and had chances to extend or cushion the lead, which we failed to do. And I think in the last 4 or 5 games, I think we've shown that we can create chances. But again, to score 4 at home in a game like this, I think it's a statement. And for us, it keeps the ball rolling. It gives us more belief in our process, more belief in everything that we're doing. And now when we say the things that we say, we put actions to it. So again, just a proud moment for the team.
Thomas?
Elijah, one of your midfield partners, Josue Martinez.
Love that guy.
He couldn't play, he was suspended, so you kind of had to step up and deliver box-to-box performance. So what was your kind of process to coming into the...
Josue's a top player, lovely player. But I think Mo came in, Juan came in, and again, I think for me, it's just a case of doing what the team requires. So Mo's more naturally a forward, which for him to be at his best, he needs to go and be in those spaces. So for me, it's a case of understanding that and just accepting that I might have to run a little bit more, cover more spaces. But when we've got some of the players that we've got and they're playing well like that, like I'll run 1,000 kilometers any day for them. So no problem whatsoever. If I got to cover more ground and do that, then I'll do that happily.
After the match, was with a lot of the team, and I'm sure a lot of celebrations in the locker room. When the season comes through, and if this ends up being kind of a turning point in the momentum of the season, and who gets first, how much of a memory you think this will stand out for you, like in your professional career?
For sure, in my York career, this is the biggest night of my York career. My first goal for the club, and I think again, coming into this season, maybe we had the feeling that it was a rebirth, because last year it sort of felt like we were the rejects. We had no owners, such turmoil, such chaos, but we had good players. And I think with just that no clarity in what we were doing, I think we all sort of suffered. So I think for me, especially the guys coming back this year, and the new guys coming in the ownership, having this alignment, which we haven't really had before, all on the same page, same goal from top to bottom, and wanting to be great and do great things. It just feels like a rebirth. We have a new chance at life, and I don't know, for me, again, I just keep, like, I feel grateful because it just feels like we've gotten a second chance at life and we're able to do what we love and at the highest level that we can. And you get nights like this where you're 4-1 up, you have a legend there, Jorge Campos watching you, you've got, the stands are packed. I coach a U9 team, they were there today, and it's like, these are the moments, honestly, that you live for as a player, like playing in good games, in big moments, the people that love and support you and who you love and support there to watch you. So today is definitely going to be, I'm not sleeping tonight. I'm gonna enjoy this day, rightfully so.
That's amazing. Thank you, Legend.
Thank you.
You should have just let him finish all that. That's a bad choice.
Yeah. But, I mean, maybe to expand on that a little bit, you've been around this club a while, you've been ups and down. What feels different about this group and this environment, and even just the last couple of months compared to what I've been?
I think the biggest thing is just the togetherness from top to bottom. When I first came in, the situation was what the situation was. What am I hearing? Okay. The situation was whatever the situation was. It was, we had a lot of turmoil last year, again, for whatever reason it is. So I think coming in, what I've appreciated from the owners is they've made their vision clear, their goal clear. We want to win, we want to be the best as soon as possible. I'm the type of person that matches me and my beliefs, so that's perfect. Coach Benjamin's come in and done the same thing. He's brought the group. He's held everyone to a standard, given his accountability, and that's united the group. And then all the players, the boys that I go to war with, I think we've all taken more responsibility just to actually want to be great. These are our lives. These are our careers. This is what we live for. So I don't know, from top to bottom, I can go in and really, like, say when I go on the pitch, I'm going to war with my brothers. And I think we underestimate the power of a team versus individuals. And a lot of the beginning time at York was a team of individuals. And now we're a team. So, again, I'm just happy for the guys, staff, coach, owners, everybody, top to bottom. Hopefully, we have more of these nights to come.
You mentioned wanting to win, wanting to be the best. Does a night like this, you know, where you beat the first place team in that kind of way, maybe make a bit of a statement that you guys are capable of that?
1,000,000%. I think last game after they asked me, I said it. I said, we want to be champions, we want to fight by that, we want to live it and live by the words that we say. And I think today, there's no talking out there, it's just pure football, and we put on a performance like that, and we show that we're living by those words. So I don't know how it's going to end up at the end of the year, but I know I can now count on the guys to give their best to go for that, which, again, we live by the process, not the results. So our process is to try and be the best, and I have full belief that all the guys that are there with me are on that train with me, and I'm grateful to be surrounded by like-minded people. I think, like, I hope I get to see this footage, but to them, they all of a sudden have the coolest coach in the world, which makes me proud. They're coming in, they're fighting over my jersey, and these are guys that just, like, they're 8 and 9 year old, and they're pure passion, pure joy of the game. We get to an age where it's business and all these results and all that matters, but to them, it's like a Champions League final, so I'm grateful they could come support me, and we could share that moment.
Okay, you're good.
Okay, thank you guys. Thank you guys.
Enjoy it. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Hey, thank you.